The heroes of the 60s, like the game itself, seem larger than life size.
All right, now I want you to listen to me, and listen good. Because this is what we're going to do. We're going to run the ball, we're going to pass the ball, we're going right down this field, and we're going to score.
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football.
Yeah, there you go.
And welcome back to NFL Easy Picks right here on KFAB Sports Radio, where it's all the work. We are here week 7 of the NFL season. It's going by. We only have, after this, God, we only have 10 more weeks, and we're almost to the halfway point. I want to do something special for that halfway point of the season. We'll work on something. Maybe Joe will come back, because I think halfway point in the season is roughly Thanksgiving. That's a good point, like right around the good middle of the season. But anyway, maybe we'll figure out, maybe have some special guests on. But, like always, I am your host, Heavyset, here, and we are going to talk about football, our picks, fantasy football league we have, the Pick'ems League and whatnot, and not only talk about my teams that I love so much, but we're going to talk about the teams of some of the guests I have on and the co-hosts that I have on. First, we have the Mop Jockey.
Hey, baby.
Hey. And then we have FTW.
Guys are a bunch of queers.
Choppy, choppy, pee-pee.
And our first special guest of the season. Yes, coming all the way from that fuckhole of a country, Canada. I could put a nice little Scott Steiner clip right here, but we have Carp, who's also on Old School at the Movies, that you can find at www.trainingtopicsnetwork.com or oldschoolmovies.net.
From that suckhole country that you call Canada.
Isn't America Canada shorts?
Isn't Canada like a loft above a good party?
Well, you only wish.
Carp, you do realize there's no Stampeders in this, right?
What? Hey, if I can't pick my Montreal Alouettes, I don't know if I want to play anymore.
Well, you can.
Hey, you do know this is football and not hockey.
What? Oh my God, mind blown.
Well, you are in luck because the former coach of the Montreal Alouettes is in the NFL, so at least you can pull for that team.
Yeah, because unfortunately we haven't done all that well since he's left.
Oh, so sad. But we're here. Since I meant to ask you before the show, Carp, what is your team? Do you have a team?
I'm a fan of the Packers. Sorry, man. It's the way it is.
All right, and that would be, that was Carp, and he will no longer be on the show.
No. I mean, it could be worse. I could be a Patriots fan. I just,
true.
Yes, God.
Why, you don't want to be Patriots because it's American team?
No, I just don't like the New England Patriots. I never have, really. I know a lot of people bandwagoned on them when they were having their little dynasty, and I kept saying, fuck them, they're useless. So
that's 3-1 now.
Yes.
Yeah, you're against Patriots. You know, we're Patriots.
Well,
did you know that?
Not New England, though.
I'm a Patriot, but I am not a fucking New England Patriot.
Right.
What I don't understand is the most popular jerseys out in, because I know you guys are talking about the European games, and the most popular jerseys are the Patriots, which makes no sense whatsoever.
Those are the most popular in the fucking UK?
In the UK, the New England Patriots are the most highly sold jerseys out there.
That's like if they were to wear a New York Yankees hat.
Yep. Or if you guys were to start running around in red coats again.
All the more reason to dislike the UK.
Anyway, well, now that we know that, Let's get into how our teams did for the week and where should we start. We're going to hold off on the Pittsburgh game for last because I'm going to have some fun with that one with the Browns and the Steelers. Oh, I have so much to talk about that one. I had so much fun. But let's talk, the Tennessee Titans end up winning a game. Mop, how'd you feel about that?
They had no right winning that game. If Jacksonville could have played anything at all, I mean, at all, Tennessee would have lost that game. They suck.
They both suck.
Evidently, Jacksonville sucks a little worse.
They are two of the worst teams in football.
Yep.
Easily two of the worst teams. And Tennessee now has two fucking wins, so they won't get a high draft pick.
Yeah. Well, they'll get high enough. I think they're going to be top five. Top five, because it'll be the top, I mean, the five worst.
I don't know. You still got Tampa, Jacksonville, Oakland. Miami can't do shit because they can't tackle.
Miami's still a better team, though.
They are. Tampa Bay is a better team, too, but they ain't sure as hell ain't showing it.
Tampa Bay's only beat one team. And that team is probably one of the worst teams in the NFL, and I'd love for them to get the first pick, but that's a different story.
But you look at the talent that they have on their roster,
mm-hmm.
and the coach that, you know, that they have, that team should be far better than it is.
Mm. Since we're on you and looking at the results from last week and how they're lined up, it's right beside it. How about the Cincinnati Bengals, who are now going to be the team of and one, along with the Carolina Panthers?
I don't know what the hell happened to the defense over the bye week, but they need to fix that shit. What, they gave up 37 points to Carolina? Gave up over 100 yards rushing to Cam fucking Newton? Oh, that's frustrating. And Andy Dalton needs to jump off a fucking cliff. He's terrible. The Bengals are never going to win anything with Andy Dalton as a quarterback.
Would you rather have him or what was the quarterback before him? Why can't I think of his name?
Carson Palmer?
Yes.
I'll take Carson Palmer.
Really?
Yeah. Carson Palmer at least knows how to win a game. Good teams win games like what happened Sunday. Even when the defense plays bad, they still find a way to win. They blew it.
Hmm. Yeah, I just hate ties in fucking general. They're
well, and for the guy to miss I think it was a 25-yard field goal at the end of the game, you just can't do it. Good teams don't do that.
No.
It's the Bengals.
Could be worse. You could be the Steelers, and we'll get to that here in a second. Shane, how about...
Yes, sir.
How about your Philadelphia Eagles stomping the piss out of the New York Giants?
Oh, I'm happier than hell. They played good. Offense looked good. Foles threw two interceptions, though. That was my only complaint about the game. Defense looked good. Special teams looked good. They looked like a legit team, a legit 5-1 team.
I need my old sound bites that I don't have anymore. I forget which coach it is, but it was... Guys play good. Coach good. That's pretty much what you just said.
I was just getting ready to say that.
Yeah, good.
That's what exactly reminded me of.
They did a great job going into a bye week. I mean, you couldn't ask for anything better than that.
Yeah, and your boyfriend there, LeSean McCoy, played pretty fucking good, too.
Yes, he did, and he's not my boyfriend.
You sound like a teenage girl. It's not my boyfriend. God. God, Mom.
I am so not dating him. Oh, my God.
But the Eagles are like, what exactly is their record?
5-1.
5-1.
Yeah, 5-1.
They're the luckiest 5-1 team there is right now.
Yeah. I mean, the way they played this past week, I mean, they look like a legit 5-1 team, but up until then, they were lucky.
Yeah, but let's just face it, the Giants are like the most bipolar team in the world. Sorry, Ant.
Yeah. I was just getting ready to say that, dude. It's like their three wins, they've played fucking world beaters. And then the three losses, they play like Jacksonville.
They play like Ray Rice's wife.
Knock the fuck out.
Carp, we'll go on to you and your Green Bay fucking Packers. And how they did against the Dolphins, which... On a side note, I needed the fucking Dolphins to win because I would have had what I consider a perfect football week?
That was way too close. You can easily tell the Packers are missing some key parts in their defense. They, you know, to me, they're one of the stronger teams in that division, but outside of them making, like, a wild card, they're not going very far with their current team. So that's all I got to say. Aaron Rodgers is keeping them alive, and it's that simple.
Yeah, he is their saving grace.
They need a whole lot more out of Eddie Lacy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eddie Lacy looks good sometimes, and then he's just, it's like he doesn't show up. He's almost like Eli, where he forgets how to play football.
Well, as long as this week, going against the Panthers, fuck. Well, as long as against the Panthers they hold him, I'll be happy, because in one of the fantasy leagues that I'm, okay, the only fantasy league I'm undefeated in, I know the other guy has Eddie Lacy. So I need Eddie Lacy to not go as far. Because if I beat this dude's ass, I'm going to talk so much fucking shit to him.
Oh, you mean more than you've already done?
No, I've hardly talked shit to him. I've said...
You've tried.
I've said one thing, and he didn't... He was like a regular fucking Steelers fan, didn't say a fucking thing. Which will bring me to the Chicago Bears. I was lucky enough to actually watch this game. But for some fucking reason, why did I pick against them? Oh, maybe it's because I'm always expecting the worst from my teams. Only three people picked the Bears. I was not one of those three. And I was pissed whenever I went back and looked at it. I was like, oh my God, I did pick Atlanta. Son of a bitch!
Yeah, I picked Atlanta too. Atlanta the week before that looked so amazing that it was... Like, it's easy to see why they were the favorite. I mean, it was ridiculous the amount of points they put up. Julio Jones himself pretty much destroyed, like, ridiculous records. So
oh, yeah.
I can see where picking Atlanta comes in.
On a side note, I end up having a load that delivered Monday in the Atlanta area.
Had a load you delivered.
Do you guys want my load? You want it?
No. I don't want your load. I've heard Shane likes them though.
No.
I'm sorry, FTW likes them.
It was a sticky load too. It was preserves.
Okay.
And maple syrup. Anyway, but no, I delivered in the Atlanta area on Monday, and like an asshole, I wore my Bears jersey.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Just to kind of have some fun.
So, okay, which team is more bipolar? The Atlanta Falcons or the New York Giants?
I say Giants.
I'm saying Giants, too.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. The Falcons come out and fucking play Tampa Bay to damn near a run rule, and then turn around the next week and they lose by, like, 10.
Yeah. Well, moving on to the game mob. Granted, it's not one of your favorite teams, but you hate this other team as much as I do. The Cleveland Browns. Putting a fucking ass-whooping on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yep. Oh, I had so much fun watching that fucking game because I sat there monitoring between that and Facebook waiting for Pittsburgh Steelers fans to talk shit. And I even made a meme that I posted, a picture of Hulk Hogan doing the classic hand to his ear, doing the cup, fucking saying, "Where you at, Steelers fans?"
Yep.
Because they, a lot of them, at least in my area, did not say shit. Steelers are definitely a team that I've said once, and I'll say it again. They are on a downhill trend. When I did a preview on Macho Man Radio, I went back and listened to it. My thing about the Steelers was, I'm like, to me, they're a team that they're one foot's in the grave and the other one's on a banana peel. Guess what? They're starting to slip. They could possibly come back and do something, but I do not have high hopes on that whatsoever. The Browns, I love what I've seen. They probably could have put the nail in the coffin just a little bit more, but that was the Browns saying, fuck you. Because Steelers fans have had some sort of reason every time that the Browns have beat them. 3 or 4 years ago, the Browns beat them on a Thursday night game when it was snow. Like a really bad storm, and that's when you have crazy games when the snow falls, like going like crazy and all that kind of stuff. So fine, use the weather as an excuse. When they beat them last year, the year before that, it was, well, you are the third string quarterback's in there, and we have like our second and third string running back in there, so we're not really that good. Okay, they're still part of the team, but I'll give you that. What's your fucking excuse now? The Pittsburgh Steelers fucking suck, and I love it.
Yep, couldn't agree more.
It's good to see them at the bottom of the division.
Oh, dude. If the standings, the way they are right now, end the season, which might not happen because the next three games for the Browns are, in no particular order, the Jaguars, the Raiders, and the Buccaneers.
You could win all three of those.
Dude, bingo. It is very possible, very, very possible for you guys to be, what, 6-2 coming out of that?
Yes. That's
wow.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah. Cleveland could hit a wild card this year.
Well, and then you come out of that, and then you have, what, a week? You have one more game before you get Josh Gordon back?
Week 12.
Is it week 12
yeah,
or 10?
Yeah, it's 12. I thought it was 12.
Oh, it was week 10 because it was a 10-week suspension.
Yeah, I thought it was only 10-week suspension, so you guys were getting back week 11.
No.
You know what?
Yeah, that's
already
yeah.
had your bye.
Yeah.
Right.
I bet it does end up being 12.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
This was a pod suspension, right?
Yes.
Yes.
God, so stupid.
Well, and that's not to say that they don't do something with him for the DUI that now he's got on him, too.
I think he's good. I don't think there's anything else on him because they would have put something on him. They're not going to wait till he comes back
and go,
like, okay, we're adding more. They would have added something by now.
Yeah, he's coming back.
Look how they've handled all of these suspensions. They have fucked up every single one of them. So what makes you think they're going to say something already and not wait till last minute?
Yeah,
that's true.
You know what's funny though, and I was just when I was listening to that episode that I was talking about a Macho Man Radio where I was on. I forgot at that time Ray Rice was only scheduled to be suspended for 2 games, and Josh Gordon was the full year. Ray Rice is now basically the full year, if not life, and Josh Gordon is 10 games.
Yep.
How funny is that?
Well, Ray Rice is appealing the suspension naturally, but we'll see what happens with it.
Right, and hopefully Josh Gordon can keep his head on straight and not let this happen again.
Till next off season.
Right, because I think what's next time is a lifetime ban, right?
Yeah. That's why I think he's going to keep his head on straight. Like I said before, I'm going to keep comparing him to Michael Vick because that's who he's reminding me of. And as long as he keeps his nose clean, he's still going to have people that like don't believe what he's doing. But he keeps clean. He's going to have a lot of faith.
Well, there's a reason people don't believe what he's doing because he has a history of keep doing the same stupid shit.
Yeah. I mean, I hope he can come through with this and end up having a great career. But look at his track record, it's not good. So we'll see what happens.
Every so once in a while, people learn from their mistakes. So fingers crossed
hopefully
that he's learning from his. If he's not, well, his career is gone and he knows it. So
yep.
it would be him throwing it away. So that's why I have faith in him. But anyway, we'll move on. Let's get into the pick'ems league.
Wait.
What?
I didn't get a chance to say it. Fuck the Steelers.
Yes.
Yes, fuck the Steelers.
You can say it one more time if you want.
Fuck the Steelers.
Fuck the motherfucking Steelers.
Yes.
Yeah.
What? You guys don't like Raplesburger?
I don't like any of them.
Oh, my God. I need to... If I can find a way to stall, but I have a feeling it'll take way too long to load up on my computer. A friend of mine posted a status on Facebook that I shared. It was the funniest thing ever. It was during the Browns-Steelers game, and it said something along the lines of, now Roethlisberger knows what it feels like to be trapped in a hotel room with him.
Oh,
okay. Oh, that was one of the best of the day. Anyway, let's move on to the Pick'ems League, and then we'll look at how everybody did for the week. And just a few things right off the bat. Everybody picked San Diego to win. Everybody picked Denver to win, and that was the only one that only two games that everybody picked and got right. There was a bunch of games that people tried to be the like one person or one of two people maybe to pick an upset. Let me see.
Yeah, I did that this time.
You mean like the Packers versus Miami and Cortland Finnegan can't tackle a fucking guy inbounds to end the fucking game?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know what you mean.
Oh, yeah, because you did pick Miami to win.
Dude, all he had to do was tackle the fucking guy. A fucking veteran cornerback.
Dude.
Should have just grabbed his fucking legs, dropped him down, game over, Miami wins.
I don't remember the Browns player. It was either a fourth quarter game or overtime game. I want to say it was fourth quarter, 2 minutes to go, like under 2 minutes, and they were trying to march up the field. And whoever it was running down the sideline, and when a defender or something came at him, he didn't step out of bounds. He stepped the other way to try to save the day, to get the touchdown, win it, you know, look great. Ends up getting the ball stripped from him. Ball recovered by the other team, and it was basically he fucked himself for that game. I mean, you have people that do that. Simple things, like all he had to do was run, and, oh my God, here comes a defender, out.
Yeah, stop the clock.
I don't know, it's like, ruin the day, save the day. Just an inch difference, and he's, oh my God, I don't remember who it was. But I remember watching that game being so pissed, but upset. So, of course, the figures for this week are a little messed up because we have the tie in there, so that means you didn't get the game wrong and you didn't get the game right. One person only got... Actually, no, two people. No, three. My bad. Only got two wrong, and one of them's on this call.
Bullshit.
That's me.
And it was the fucking Canadian.
The Canadian.
Telling you, there's some fucking collusion going
on. First of all, Seattle losing to Dallas like pisses me off to no end. So I mean,
yeah.
At home, yeah, that's ridiculous.
Only one person got that right. One.
Wonder who that was.
That would be the Dallas Cowboy fan, Joe.
All I can say is, I cannot wait till the wheels fall off that fucking train and Dallas slams back into Earth like they belong. Yeah. That's smoke and mirrors is what they're winning with.
What?
Their defense is playing out of its mind.
I think they're playing really good, but the only problem is if or when Romo gets injured, where will this team go? And not to mention, too, historically, November's been the worst month for him ever. Now he's going to have to go up against that. Is he going to be able to come out at least with a winning record for the month of November? But if he gets injured, do you know who their backup quarterback is?
No.
Brandon Whedon.
Oh, Jesus. Huh. I mean, Tony Romo hasn't had but one Tony Romo game so far, so you know it's coming because he's Tony Romo.
Oh, and don't worry. I accused Joe of the only reason why he doesn't want to come back on the show is not because he doesn't have time. It's because the Cowboys have been undefeated since he has not appeared on the show previous to the game. He was on the show for preview week one. They lost. Since then, no Joe. Cowboys have undefeated.
Jeez.
But anyway.
Yeah. We talk about Philadelphia being smoke and mirrors. I think there's a lot of smoke and mirrors in Dallas, too.
Who the fuck's going to win that division? At least we know who's not going to win. At least we know who's not going to win that division. Looking at you, Redskins.
Oh
God.
Giants.
Who?
A buddy of mine showed me a list that had 17 different quarterbacks in the last 23 seasons or something like that. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
For who?
For the Redskins.
Washington.
They're just so terrible.
I'm pretty sure.
I mean,
have you seen the Browns list?
Oh yeah.
The infamous never-ending jersey.
Yeah,
that's... And how many first-round draft picks for the old Cleveland Browns there?
First round or first pick?
First round. How many times have they drafted a quarterback in the first round, and they've just been wonderful?
Yeah, let's not get into that.
And I'm actually here. I've actually heard rumor that they're thinking about trading Manziel.
No.
That would be fucking hilarious.
Who
would want him?
That came out as a rumor, first off. And it supposedly it came out of, like, how Hoyer is. Hoyer came out today in an interview and basically said the person who quoted that, he's never met them and he has no idea what he's talking about. Could that be a cover-up? I'm not 100% sure because he is a Cleveland guy. And he's going to want to stay here, period.
Who's that?
Hoyer.
Oh, yeah. But could you imagine if they traded another first-round draft pick away?
I don't think they are. I don't think they will, period. Because the fact that they put out their neck to get him.
Well, didn't they put out their neck to get Trent Richardson, too?
Not as much.
The owner really wanted him, really wanted Manziel. And I don't see him going anywhere just yet. Even if, I mean, Manziel has 4 years with the Browns before there has to be any worry of what they're going to do with him.
He's cheap.
Hoyer has this season, and then I don't know if his contract's up this year or next year. I think it's this year. He's not going to want to negotiate a deal right now because they're only 3 wins in. That doesn't mean shit in the record of the Browns. We had 3 wins roughly at this time last year. We ended with 4. And we don't know if he's going to get injured in 2 weeks. So,
well, if I'm him, I'm negotiating in about 3 weeks.
No. Well, the thing is, too,
absolutely.
Do you want to negotiate it now in 3 weeks when you're 6-2? Or if you have enough faith in yourself and you think you can take this team to the playoffs, do you wait till then? Because that's a big difference of money. Oh, you're a 6-2 quarterback. Yeah, we'll pay you this much. You took us to the playoffs. We're going to give you this much money. It's going to be night and day difference.
We're talking about the Browns.
And also, too, how much you want to bet me they will franchise tag him this year to get one more good year out of him?
Oh, yeah. God, dude, that's a lot of money to pay a quarterback. I mean, he is a fine quarterback.
That's a prove-it year. That's basically saying, okay, you did good last year, but you got injured. It's all about staying healthy this year and doing good. He does that, they could possibly get one more year out of him. That's half of Manziel's contract already done. They can figure out what they want to do.
If I'm not mistaken, the franchise tag, you get paid top money at your position. You're talking about $15 to $20 million for Hoyer.
Still a possibility.
Still not worth that.
No, he's nowhere near where. I mean, he's been fine, and he's been productive, but he's not. I wouldn't put him in the top 20 of talent wise of quarterbacks.
Even if the Browns come off an 8-8 season, he's obviously going to get a pay raise no matter what. I mean,
yeah,
eight season for the Browns, from what I understand, for my last few years of watching football, is pretty damn impressive.
Yeah.
So.
That's an understatement.
If we go 8-8, Brian Hoyer is going to seem like a god. If he could make us go to the Super Bowl.
Come on now.
Now, hold on. If that were to happen. Hell, even if playoffs, but I'm going to go with Super Bowl. If he could get us to the Super Bowl, the day after the AFC Championship game, they will have a Brian Hoyer statue erected right in front of First Energy Stadium. Brian Hoyer will be the new quarterback god in Cleveland. No more Bernie Kosar. It's going to be praising Brian Hoyer. And the fact that he's a local guy, he's going to get to eat wherever he fucking wants for free. He's going to have a fucking golden ticket. That's all he has to fucking do.
Let's try to get 8-8 before we talk about Super Bowl.
Yeah.
8-8 was like a squeeze-in wild card. It would be pretty impressive.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at, Shane? How many Super Bowls do your Eagles have? Shut up.
They've been to more than Cleveland.
Yeah, but we have the same winning percentage.
Oh, fuck, we do.
Anyway. Let me see. Go real quick with how everybody did for the week. The Fall from Grace award goes to Ant the Vigilante with 7, right?
Ooh,
Fartnado still at 0, and Fartnado, Brian said, he forgot a week, so he's just keeping on this trend of not picking. Whatever.
Gotta be consistent.
Eighth place, The Goonies and Miguel.
Yeah, I gambled a little bit this week.
Not eighth place, but I should say tied at 8. Standing alone with 9 correct would be Mop.
Yes, sir. Because fucking Miami can't tackle.
10 correct is myself and Joe. Tied with 11 is Mark Soccerfocker and Mr. DRG. And 12 right, only 2. And actually, Carp and Book of Jack, not Book of Jack, but Book Jack and Dan are 3, but Jack and Carp in particular had a clean streak going, not counting the tie game. If Cincy would have won, that still would have put them up, but just this streak of everybody winning, and then the Falcons fucked Jack first, and then Carp got the Giants wrong, the Seahawks wrong, which pretty much everybody got fucking Seahawks, obviously. That's where what fucked Dan and Jack up to. And Dan, I wish he was here. He is one of 3 people to pick the Pittsburgh Steelers to beat the Cleveland Browns. Fucking suck it. Anyway.
Fuck Pittsburgh.
And to go where we are on standings, obviously 12th place, Fartnado is still locked in with 15 correct. 11th place, Boobs with 44 correct. The Goonies with 48 correct at 10th place. Three-way tie for 7th place. 7th place, Soccer Fucker, myself, and Mop with 50. 52 correct is Joe in 6th place. Tie for 4th place is DRG and Ant the Vigilante with 56. Carp hanging in at 3rd with 57. Jack at 2nd place with 58. And back on top, Dan with 60 correct.
That's bullshit. I'm making my comeback starting this week.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
I had another co-host that said the same thing, too.
Wait. This is my perfect week.
Okay. Sure.
This is my perfect week.
And get on to the fantasy league. All right. In 10th place, we have the Goonies. Just say tied for 9th place, Carp's tip-top team, and the Goonies.
Yeah. Not a good fantasy season for me.
No. And I have to change my name to some god-awful.
Yeah, well, let's get into that real quick. Mop, obviously, you won. So now,
yes, I did.
Would you like
pretty handily?
Would you like to say what Shane's new team name is going to be? No longer the Goonies, but
we're out with the Goonies, in with the Mops Cum Receptacles,
motherfucker.
And we didn't make it a part of the bet, but it really should go with it. You need to make whatever his logo is going to be too. Obviously, make it appropriate, but
sure. Appropriate.
Oh my god.
Okay, moving on. We a tie for 4th place. We go from a tie from 9th place to a tie to 4th place. Still ties of 3 and 3 is Boobs, Miguel, Jeff Fisher Guys, Jack, the Fear Boners, the A's from Macho Man Radio, the Real Joby Juniors, and myself as the Wyatt family. But don't worry, it's coming.
Yeah.
All I know is it's scary pregnant belly.
Yeah.
No, I'm just fat. Tied for 2nd place, your champ and Dan the Cannon with Pin Me, Pay Me.
Yep. Making another comeback.
And locked in at the top spot, Plan B. What can you say about that? Except for
Plan B must be pretty good.
Yeah. It looks like the largest margin of victory was Dan beating me by 92.7 points.
Holy shit.
What the?
Yeah, at least I'm winning in our pay league. One of our pay leagues.
Yeah.
All right, let's get on to our teams really quick, and let's start with the 2-3 Miami Dolphins at the 3-3 Chicago Bears. I'm going on a limb here. I'm picking the Bears.
I'm actually going to be a sucker and take Miami again because Chicago sucks ass at home.
I hope this fucks you.
Would it be surprised? No.
I'm going to say the Bears.
Yeah, I got Chicago.
All right, next up. Let's see. The 2-4 Tennessee Titans at the 1-5 Washington Redskins. I'm going to go with the Redskins because I still think no matter how bad the Redskins are, Tennessee is still worse.
Yeah, so am I. Fuck Tennessee.
Washington.
Yeah, Skins.
Washington.
Sense Carps here, the 3-2 Carolina Panthers at the 4-2 Green Bay Packers. As much as I would love to pick the Panthers right here, I'm going to go with the Packers.
Yeah. For sure the Packers for me, so.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Packers. I don't like it, and I may change it, but...
Fudge Packers.
I just think Carolina might actually be playing good for a change.
And probably one of the biggest margins right of that I've seen of recent years on picks, 91% to 9%, the 0-6 Jacksonville Jaguars... hosting the 3-2 Cleveland Browns. I'm going with the favorites, the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, there's no way you can take Jacksonville. Come on now.
I'm picking Cleveland.
Jacksonville could very well have a winless season at this point, so Cleveland's the easy pick here.
With the first pick in the NFL draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select...
What are you going to do next week when we do this show? What if Jacksonville actually does pull off the win? Oh, my God.
Shut up. What you said was the most idiotic things I've ever heard.
We'll see.
It's not that idiotic. It is in Jacksonville.
Yeah. Now we'll see.
And it's still like 900 degrees down in Florida, so.
Yeah. Anyway. And what's a good look like another defeat? The 3-1, and why doesn't have this updated to 1? Cincinnati Bengals. Oh, it didn't even have it for the Panthers. Fuck you, Yahoo! Update, put the ties in there, bitches. And the 4-2, Indianapolis Colts. I'm definitely going the Colts on this one.
I'm taking the Colts. Yeah, there's Cincinnati. I don't know what they did over the bye. But they need to go back and redo whatever it was they did. Because they came out and they have not played good since.
Yeah.
I mean, I could let the New England loss go, you know, because it's, you know, it was in New England. It was a Sunday night, you know, blah, blah, blah. But then to turn around and lose to Carolina at home?
Yeah.
Ugh, that's ugly. Or, I'm sorry, I guess they didn't lose, technically, but it's a fucking loss.
Yeah, it still feels like a loss. Yeah. Still feels like a loss.
Absolutely.
Ty helps in the tiebreaker at the end of the season, so I think they're better off with the tie than the actual full-on loss.
But a tie can help you and fuck you at the same time.
Yeah, that's true.
So. I mean, you've got two other teams in that AFC North that are probably going to be making playoff runs, so... I don't know. It just it feels dirty.
Yeah. And we don't have to worry about Shane's Eagles because they're on the bye.
Right.
So they won't lose this week.
Yep.
They wouldn't lose anyways.
Sure they would.
No, that's the Jaguars or the Raiders. Those are the people that lose on their bye week. And I'm really disappointed in you two. And Carf, why don't you do it too? Because moving into our social media section, there's only two. We only have two tweets.
I didn't tweet this week.
No, I tweeted more from the NFL Easy Picks account because I spent Sunday watching two games. So I was like, I'll tweet from the account and try to help get in more tweets, and because I tweeted, we got less. So, obviously they're both from Ant the Vigilante, but we have hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Eli gets sacked 6 times. That's 5 more times than Alberto Del Rio. And hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Can I borrow Adrian Peterson's tree branch to smack the shit out of the Giants offense?
That's awesome.
And, like, it doesn't help that they just logged Victor Cruz for the season on top of that. I mean,
yeah. Oh, yeah. They're probably, I mean, I don't think that'll be as big a loss as it looks like, because he really hasn't done much. But they got to fix that line. That line is bad.
Yeah, most of that line is, it's like patchwork. It's like putting a Band-Aid over a compound fracture. Like,
yeah, absolutely. And it does, I mean, Rashad Jennings being out is a big loss. Like I say, I mean, Cruz, it sucked, but he really hadn't done much, and there's plenty of talent in the receiving core, you know, other than him. So it's not a big loss, but, I mean, it is a big loss. But
you can do more Time Warner commercials now.
All right, and we're gonna skip the email for right now because Shane actually has very limited time because we're recording this like 4 or 5 hours earlier than we usually, if not more than that. So to compensate for him, and he won't be here for the email, let's get into the rest of the picks, starting off with this Thursday night in what's I'm hoping to be another lopsided game, even though we didn't get one last week. It was a very nice comeback from the Houston Texans, but they end up coming up short, obviously. The 1-5 New York Jets pulling a Plexico burst and shooting themselves in the foot. 4-2 New England Patriots. Obviously, I'm picking the Patriots.
Yeah, Patriots.
Picking the Jets would be wanting to take a loss.
Picking the Jets would be ballsy if you have enough money to blow in Vegas.
Okay. Like, I hate to say this for any Jets fans out there, which there probably aren't too many, but Rex Ryan's done at the end of the season.
Oh, yeah. I said that at the beginning of last year, that they pulled up a decent season. And the way this year's going, oh, yeah. And so I heard rumored he could possibly become the defensive coordinator for the Browns next year.
Oh. No, you know what? That actually is not bad.
Yeah.
Defensively, he is a damn good coach. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. This is not Rex Ryan's fault. Look at the fucking team on offense. God damn,
well,
nothing.
He's not an offensive-minded coach, and that's what a lot of people are looking at that's really affected him.
Players make coaches look good. So you've got, what, Geno Smith, Chris Johnson, Chris Ivey. Really? This is what you're going to trot out there as an offense?
Mm-hmm. All right. This is still a pretty 92-8% on the picks. Wow. The 2-4 Minnesota Vikings at the 3-3 Buffalo Bills. I'm going to pick the Bills on this one, but it's sad in Minnesota and how bad they've become.
Yeah,
I'm going Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo. Bridgewater showed one game of what he could be, but he's a rookie. He's not there.
In what could be an interesting game that I am actually very conflicted between, the 2-3 New Orleans Saints at the 4-2 Detroit Lions. I would like to pick the Saints on this one, but I think I'm going to go Detroit, but that could definitely change.
Yeah, I'm with Detroit right now, but that might change.
Going with the underdogs with the Saints.
Yeah, I'm on Detroit. I think it comes down to Calvin. If Calvin plays, then I'll stay on Detroit. If not, there's a good chance I will switch to New Orleans.
I thought he was supposed to be out for a couple of weeks. That's what I'm trying to figure out on.
I don't think they've made anything official. Yeah, they haven't made anything official.
All right. The 3-2 Seattle Seahawks at the 1-4 St. Louis Rams, despite it being a divisional game, I see Seahawks playing dominant football.
I think this is Seattle's wake-up moment, and I feel sorry for St. Louis in this game.
Yeah, Seattle's coming in pissed off about that loss, and they're just going to steamroll over the Rams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really hope so. And St. Louis has been, it's like they play really good and get a lead, and then they just piss it away. They've done it 2 weeks in a row and screwed me both weeks. Fuck them.
The 2-4 Atlanta Falcons at the 4-2 Baltimore Ravens. I'm going with the Ravens on this one.
Baltimore.
Yep.
Yeah, purple team.
Purple team. they're gonna Ray Rice the Falcons. They're going to Michael Vick the Falcons. Anyway. The 2-3 Kansas City Chiefs at the 5-1 San Diego Chargers. God, the 5-1 San Diego Chargers. I could see Kansas City pulling out an upset here, but I'm safe bet. I have to go for the Chargers, and they're the favorite.
Yeah. San Diego,
but as Oakland played the shit out of San Diego, and if Kansas City can do it, I think they could easily pull out that win, but I can't pick it.
The 3-3 New York Giants at the 5-1 Dallas Cowboys. The 5-1 Dallas Cowboys. The 5-1. Yeah, okay. That's I got.
Yeah.
Gotta fucking pick the Cowboys, who we forgot to mention, no longer the most popular team in America. They supposedly did a poll, and now it's the Broncos. Even though I do call bullshit, I think it's the Steelers.
I have to pick the fucking Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm going to pick DeMarco Murray to win this game.
It's going to be the 6-1 Dallas Cowboys.
Although, if DeMarco gets hurt, then the Giants are going to win this game, and Dallas, the season's over.
I want the Giants to win this game because I fucking hate Dallas, but I think Dallas is going to win.
The 4-1 Arizona Cardinals at the 0-5 Oakland Raiders.
Yep.
Yep. It's going to be an upset. Arizona wins. It was a joke.
I think at this point, from what I'm seeing, it's going to be Oakland and Jacksonville battling. Oakland
has played a couple of games really, really well, and they're gonna win one of these games.
For now, they won't be beating the Cardinals.
Yeah.
No, they will not be beating. No. And I don't know how the Cardinals are doing it with as many injuries and losses as they've had. They're still winning. They keep right on trucking.
Like Seattle, Arizona, except for St. Louis. I mean, San Fran, Seattle, and Arizona are ridiculous teams this season.
They're good, but they're not as good as they were last year. All three of those teams pretty much have taken a step back from what they were last year.
Seattle's problem is they're buying into their own bullshit, and they need to stop believing their own hype.
I mean, everybody, you know, you've always heard that, you know, repeating is the hardest thing you can do. And they're finding that out. They have a big target on their back, and everybody's gunning for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And next up we have the 4-2 San Francisco 49ers at the 4-1 Denver Broncos.
Oh.
The Broncos are the home team. As good as the 49ers have been playing, that's who I'm going to pick.
Yeah, I'll take Denver, but I look for this to be a hell of a game.
I'm picking the upset with the 49ers.
There you go.
I could see 49ers winning.
I don't know. It's Colin Kaepernick getting his deal, getting all that money. And normally when you have those type of deals, you don't play as good. You're playing against Peyton Manning at home. As good as some of these games they've played, they've also, in some of these losses, have not been too good either. Well, two losses, which one was the Bears, and I can't remember who the other one was.
For Denver?
No, for 49ers.
No, for this. Yeah. 49ers. Chicago and...
They beat Dallas week one in a fucking shootout. I think it was a stupid loss, too.
I don't know.
Anyway. That's it, everybody picked?
Yeah.
Yep.
It was against the Cardinals, week 3.
There you go.
And the last game, the Monday Night Football game, the 3-3 Houston Texans at the 3-3 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Houston, baby.
Yeah, I'll say I'm going Houston. Picks wise, it's close to being right down the middle, 54-46. I want to see Pittsburgh lose so bad.
As Bret Hart called it, the toilet bowl of America, in Pittsburgh, they're home, so I'm going to give them the home advantage on this, pick the Steelers.
Yeah, I'm with Carp. I'm with Carp at home. I'm going to take the Steelers. Houston's meh.
3.5-point favorites.
And that's only because they're at home, though.
Yeah.
Right. Which would be, I think they give 3-4 points for the home team, so you're looking at a pick'em game, pretty much is what they're thinking.
All right, and that'll do it for this week's games. Before we get into the email, Shane, you'd like to throw out your Twitter handle before you disappear?
At FTW780.
Boom.
Bye.
All right, later, boys.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. And we are here, finally, for the email, and he left me not as short as emails last week. Fucker.
Come on, Wayne, read it.
Hello, you crazy American bastards. So I don't know anything about college football, but I keep hearing about this Jermaine Winston fella. Did I say his name right? Because I don't know about college football.
It's
Jameis?
That's close. Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston, okay. Shoplifting, sexual assault, fucker in the pussy chants. But on the flip side of a brilliantly talented man who is second freshman and the youngest ever winner of the Heisman Trophy, a feat that he could yet win again this year. So, two questions to you all. Are these kids thrown into the spotlight too soon, i.e. players in soccer over here? He got it right by saying soccer. Players in soccer over here are neutered by clubs and protected from any sort of limelight until they are ready. You, on the other hand, just throw these guys on a TV at such a young age and expect them all to swim. We'll stop there and answer that one.
You know, I want to say yes, but then you've got guys like LeBron, who junior in high school, was on the ESPN magazine cover, had national coverage of his basketball games on ESPN. And, I mean, I hate the fucking guy, but he's pretty normal. I mean, for a multimillionaire athlete.
He was a guy that, like I said, obviously he didn't go to college. He went from high school to the pros.
Right.
He came in probably a little bit too immature.
A little.
And, like, what he did with the decision has often been contributed to the fact of, like, his age and how he didn't go through college and whatnot. So he didn't have, like, any type of growing that normal college athletes have. So now when he, like, came back, everything was different. It's supposed to, like, he's just a different guy now. And a lot of these players, when they get thrown into the thrown onto the pro scene, the college scene, some can handle it. But there's others, and it's not getting racist or anything, but when some people come from the inner city and all that, a lot of these like black players, I mean, they're having problems with stuff like that. I believe a lot of players, not just black and white, like they get a chip on their shoulder, and some of them act like they own the world, but not all do. Like, I don't think Andrew Luck or Peyton Manning, you know, those are guys who were taken from college, put in on the pro level, and you know no different from them. They don't act out. They're normal. And I would say there's other players too. Just because I don't want to sound like I'm all white, but Seattle's quarterback
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson. I think actually Russell Wilson and Hal RG3 too. Both of them. They're fairly normal athletes. I think they've handled it well. But you will have guys like Josh Gordon, the Swinston character.
There's so many.
Bunch. Yeah, I mean, yeah. You have the good and the bad of both.
You had Joseph Randall this week. Shoplifting. I mean,
how stupid was that?
I hate to say it, and it is mildly racist what I'm going to say, but you can take the kid out of the hood, but you can't take the hood out of the kid sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh my God.
See?
It's so frustrating because you know they're being given every opportunity in the world to succeed. and they just do stupid shit. I mean, Roethlisberger did it. You know, I mean, really, you rape, was it two women at least?
From what I know, there was at least one sexual assault in a bar that disappeared. So.
Well, and from what I know, from because I live like 15 minutes from the university he went to, and there's several people that supposedly it happened with when he was in college too, and they covered it up. So it's not a black and white thing. It's a fucking
product of your environment. It's that simple.
Yeah. You get away with it so many times, you're just going to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But this kid is a fucking straight knucklehead. I mean, he's just an idiot. I don't know if he's just dumb or...
It's the same thing in Hollywood, all these kids going crazy. It's...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's another good example.
Oh, yeah, it's like...
Shut up.
What?
It's too much too quick and mm-hmm. kind of lose your mind, I guess.
It kind of reminds me of, like, you know, for... Like, you mentioned, like, childhood actors. Like, okay, you have... I can't think of one off the top of my head who had a perfectly normal career and didn't have anything wrong with them. They're out there, but I can't think of any off the top of my head.
I don't know any of the names, but there's a bunch of them.
For every Ron Howard, you have a fucking Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
You have, like, a few Miley Cyruses for everyone. Ron Howard or like, Hilary Duff. It's like she had her time in the spotlight, and then she got married and had a kid. That's it. Like,
yeah,
that was normal.
I mean, there's plenty of them out there, but they don't make headlines, so we don't know who they are. Like, exactly. The kids from the, the kids from the Goonies. I think I just saw a Where Are They Now thing. It's like three or four of them are just married with families. I mean, it's just normal.
And then there's Corey Feldman.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Some of it's upbringing, some of it's just that's their personality when they just get in that spot and they just take and take and take.
And to continue the email, and number two, with all the baggage that this kid has, is he worth a pick? To me, despite all his problems, if I were the Jaguars or the Raiders, I would just sign him no matter what. Not the shortest emails I know, but it pisses off. No, wait a minute. But it pisses Heavyset off to read it, so... Bullocks? Bullocks?
Bullocks.
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 Yep. It's one of them wacky UK swear words.
Ah. Okay, and I'm going to take your email, and I'm going to spend a penny on it. Yes, I can speak a little bit of it, too. Sent from AJ Lee's iPad.
Bullshit. So wait. So he lured her into his van with some candy?
All the way from England.
Yeah, he lured her in with some CM Punk merch. He's like, I got your husband's stuff here.
I don't know. It depends if the Jaguars, the Raiders, how they perceive him, if he's worth the risk. There's teams out there that will look at somebody with all these problems, despite how bad their record is, they won't touch him.
Mm.
And
you know what, though? I think Oakland and Jacksonville would be the worst place for him to go because he would have so much spotlight on him there, and there's no real veterans there to keep him in line.
Mm-hmm.
But now if he goes to Green Bay or New England – where you have an established veteran, you have a strong organization, he might be able to grow up in that and become something. But I don't know if anybody – I mean, it's going to be a late draft pick because he's made so many mistakes. And the draft picks are so valuable nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can't just throw them away like certain Cleveland teams do. But
mm-hmm.
– most teams can't afford to do that.
It's really not like the Jaguars or the Raiders have been any much better than the Browns.
No, absolutely not. They have been horrible. And St. Louis is another one that... How many picks did they get from Washington and just throw them all away?
Yeah.
I mean, teams can't afford to do that. You just can't.
Yeah. And Jaguars have had their fair share. Let's go back to this wide receiver named Justin Blackmon.
Oh, Jesus. I thought for sure Gordon and Blackmon were going to be essentially the same player.
Is Blackmon, like, still suspended for a year, or is he done? I don't know
if he's done. I know he's gone for the year.
Yeah, because I haven't heard shit about him in forever. It'd be very interesting. And also, like, he's the player we're talking about. He's from Florida State, right?
Yes.
Yeah, going to Jacksonville, you're staying in that state. That could add to your popularity with your team. It could be a reason why the Jaguars might sign him.
You would have thought that with Tebow, too, and they passed on Tebow. Tebow was a safer pick than this Winston kid will be.
I thought they tried to get him, but the Jets blocked it. No, or was that the Dolphins tried to get him and the Jets blocked it?
No, I think that was through a trade of some sort or free agency. I'm talking about as a draft pick. They didn't – who drafted him? And it ended up being like a third or fourth round pick. Denver. Denver drafted him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew that one.
The Jets picked him up so that Miami couldn't have him, yeah. But, yeah, that worked out wonderfully for them.
Worked out well for both of them.
Yeah. Saved Miami the hassle. But, yeah, you would think a team like Jacksonville or Tampa or Miami would jump on a kid like that, but I think he's too toxic.
There's somebody that's going to pick him up when the end of the season comes around. The Super Bowl has already been done. The combine happens, and those mock drafts hit, and we're down to the actual draft day. There's going to be somebody that's going to draft him, most likely first round. I think first round.
I can't remember if he can come out after his sophomore year or his junior year. I can't remember because he may have another year of college before he can.
No,
he can apply for the draft.
He can come out this year. If I'm correct.
Can he come out this after
because
next year?
He's also getting supposedly speculations of the autograph stuff, too.
Oh, he already got in trouble for it. That's what he got the game suspension for, if I'm not mistaken. And now they're claiming Florida State did the investigation and fucked it up, so now the NCAA is going to start looking into it.
Yeah, well, there's like talks of like having like a longer suspension for him or something, which,
mm-hmm.
Hell, if you're him, that's what you want. Because guess what?
No.
Well, it's what you want to stay healthy.
Yes.
Because.
But it's the worst thing you could do if you want to improve your draft status. He'll end up going and not getting drafted if he gets suspended.
We'll see.
Yeah.
And that will pretty much do it for the show this week. You guys want to throw out your plugs? We'll start with Mop.
At the Mop Jockey, because I don't have, like, Stable Wars to plug or anything.
That's what I was getting you out of the way, so I go, Carp, do you have anything?
Well, for me, I'm on Twitter with @KillerCarpeDiem. CarpeDiem starts with a K on that one. And StableWars.com. Come and play games if you like wrestling.
Are you looking for new members?
Yeah, we're always looking for new members, actually. Just no internet trolls, damn it.
Okay.
There's trolls on the internet?
Oh, God. I know a while back we were having big problems with some internet trolls, and we're like, we start banning these guys, and then they use different IP addresses, and they keep coming in with other things. It's like, okay, you know what, screw it, we give up. And then once we stopped acknowledging them, they actually stopped, so.
How were they trolling you guys?
What's that?
How were they trolling you guys?
Just opening threads. And
oh, see.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't ever really look at the forums. I made a team, and it sucks, so I don't look very often.
And that'll do it for us here on the show. Obviously, you can follow me at HeavySet330. Follow the show at NFL Easy Picks. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Use hashtag NFL Easy Picks if you want to email the show at anythingpicks@gmail.com. That will pretty much do it, and that will be the end of regulation time. Thank you for listening to NFL Easy Picks on Kayfabe Sports Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Kayfabe Sports and at NFL Easy Picks. Email the show at anythingpicks@gmail.com and be sure to use hashtag NFL Easy Picks.